Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Adjacent. You're listening to the Sports Adjacent.
Okay, I like that. I just learned something new today. Adjacent.
With Jason Leisure and Russell Dorsey on the House of L Network.
We're doing everything I dreamed of as an adjacent.
I'm really frightened right now because the season finale, the series finale of Succession aired. And I'm not caught up, so I haven't seen it. And everybody
is can't stop talking about it.
Yeah, I've had to stay off social media because it's on you. I feel like nowadays, if you don't want something spoiled, you pretty much have to avoid it yourself. Whether that's a game that you've DVR'd or something like that, for those big events like that, for a big like live sporting event or you know a big series finale. I didn't watch the show, but Game of Thrones, I'm sure that was a very difficult spoiler to avoid hearing if you wanted to. But the people that I'm most worried about spoiling it for me are my parents. My mom and my dad both like that show. And my mom and my dad both do this. They both will say something, if they've seen something I haven't, even if I say right then, okay, don't spoil it. They go, oh, this won't spoil it for you, but you won't believe who kills who at the end. Something like that, which is enough of a spoiler.
Where now you're expecting a whole show. Like,
yeah, so now I'm like, okay, all right. So now I kind of know how Ozark ends. All right. Now I know what to be on alert for. Did you guys both watch it?
I didn't get into Succession.
I thought you did. I thought we talked about it a bunch of times.
No, we've talked about it.
And you just faked your way through it?
Hey, man.
Oh, man. Come on, Russ.
I'm sorry.
It's a solid show.
I love, like everyone does, don't say anything that's going to spoil it, Tony. Don't be like, he dies at the end when I say this, but like, the Cousin Greg character has been so much fun. I'm only on season one of the final episode. I mean, episode one of the final season. I got through that. I watched that while everyone else was watching the finale. Sunday night. So I'm like, what, 7 episodes behind probably?
So I wanted to enjoy it on my own terms. So I haven't seen any episodes yet. I want to wait to the finale of this season.
Oh, you haven't seen any episodes of this season? Okay.
Correct.
I thought you were about to admit that you hadn't seen it either.
Now I'm going to binge it with my whole life on it because I thoroughly enjoy the show. I think it's hilarious.
I read a funny profile of Jeremy Strong, who plays Kendall, saying that he was worried that people would think this was a comedy because he's like too serious. And Kieran Culkin was like, it is a comedy. How do you not get that?
He takes that role. I appreciate how seriously he takes that role.
He kills in that role.
But it's like, come on, dude. Like,
the acting quality is my favorite thing about that show. It is so well acted all around, everybody. Yeah. Well, enjoy binging it, Tone, because that's one of the things that goes away once you have a kid. Like, it's not that I can't make it for a late night. It's not that I can't stay awake and enjoy myself till 2 or 3 in the morning. It's that I don't want to, because the price for that is you're waking up at the same time every day, no matter what. Mm-hmm. And I don't even have an infant. I don't even have a newborn in the house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can binge Succession till 2 or 3 in the morning, mm-hmm. but we're waking up at the same time either way. You don't get to sleep it off. That's one of the things I miss. And I used to cover, like, Russ, you know this. I mean, you're a single guy, but you also were not that far removed from being a baseball beat writer. Mm-hmm. So many late nights when I was an NBA writer.
A lot of late nights.
And you get back to your house or the hotel, usually from those games, if you just go straight back, you know, you're probably talking like somewhere between maybe like 1 a.m., maybe 2 a.m., but you could sleep till 11 the next morning if you want.
Right.
Things get started in my house at 7 a.m. or even a little earlier.
Regardless.
No matter what happens the night before. And sometimes, you know, there's some very nice things happening the night before, but it's still then afterward, it's like, oh, I'm going to pay for this tomorrow.
I'm a pretty late guy. I'm not a morning guy.
Me neither.
So, like, staying up like that, I'm pretty sure, like, if I had to pick out and guess who's going to be the late night parent and who's going to be the early morning or the morning parent, I think I would take the late night shift. And my wife, she'll take the morning one, but... but yeah, I'm going to try and take advantage of this baby-free time right now and try and binge all the shows that I need to watch.
I love to do it just like you. Like, I would love to, you know, get a nice bottle of wine and watch like 3 episodes of Succession. It's basically the equivalent of watching a movie. Mm-hmm. But there's not a chance in the world I'm going to be able to start that before about 11.
Before something breaks.
Everything will be quieted down and taken care of to where I could sit down and do that at about 11 at night. Which then, yes, that's when the Bears are going to trade for a backup tight end, and I'm going to have to jump in on that. But then I'll be up till 2, and, you know, the morning starts when it starts. That doesn't change. But do you guys ever get kind of, Ross, I know you don't, but maybe Tony does. Do you ever get kind of like sheepish and embarrassed when you refer to something as early to other adults who are getting up at like 5 or 6 in the morning for normal jobs every day? Like, when I tell someone I don't want to be, like, I tell people, I will tell people all the time, we go to the 11 a.m. service on Sundays mm-hmm. because I don't like getting up early enough to go to the 9 a.m. service.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they always look at me like, what? It's 15 minutes from your house and it starts at 9 a.m. and you think that's getting up early? I'm like, yes. And in fact, I was just talking to one of my kids' friends' parents who's like, she's like my age. And I mentioned just in casual conversation, I didn't think this was a shocking thing to say, that I've never had a job where I had to be there before 10:30.
Mm-hmm.
And she looked at me like, I must have chosen a life of crime or something. Like, how is that? What? 10:30? But it's true.
We must not have talked about my new lifestyle, Jason. Because
you're up earlier, but you're not up that early, are you?
Your nude lifestyle?
No, new, Tony.
Got it.
We've talked plenty about his nude lifestyle.
No, y'all have.
That comes up every episode.
Y'all bring it up every episode, you nasty bastards.
It just comes up.
Whoa.
We're just sitting here talking and it pops up.
So, jeez, I hope not. No, stop, my mama listen. So when I got back from London, every morning after I got back, I kept waking up really early. So then when I first started, it was like 6:30 in the morning.
Okay.
And so I was like, I can't go back to sleep now, so I'm gonna go work out. And so since then, I've started getting up at 7 o'clock every morning and going working out 2 hours before I go to the studio.
Since January?
Since January.
That was January, right? Wow.
It's a habit now.
Do you like it? Do you like it? Or
you know what's crazy? Like, you know me, like I'm Russ at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. That's when you're going to get prime Russ, or in the evening, but not that early. But I do think it has helped my days start a lot better. Like, I have it out of the way. And with the way my schedule is these days, if I saved it for the evening like I did when I was on the beat, when I'd come home at like midnight and Lifetime was right there, I'd work out and then wake up at 11. To do that now, I wouldn't work out. I just wouldn't. And I noticed myself getting to a point where I'm like, I'll just go tomorrow. I'll just go tomorrow. And that's not me. So, yeah, man. The old, I wake up. I give myself like a 15-minute window to like actually wake up. So like I'm laying in the bed, but like my eyes are like kind of open and I'm waiting till they get like fully open, get dressed, and I go. I work out at the gym on the corner of Roosevelt and Michigan. So I have to get up. So I go down there, get my workouts in.
I do it like you with the kind of soft open to the door.
Soft open with the
cold you have open that, to the right.
Yeah, you're cold open. Give yourself a little window.
Whatever time I really need to be up, if I need to be up early for a flight or work or something like that, okay, if I need to be up at 7, I need to set that alarm for 6:40. Because I'm going to need about 20 minutes to kind of, you know, come to life a little bit.
You need that 15, 20. Because, like,
you're groggy, man. Not everybody.
Some people wake up, go. Like, but some
they jump
like,
off the groggy. They jump out of bed like a basketball player coming off the bench.
I will say, to your point, if I have a flight or I'm not there, I'm up.
Like, I got to mess around with that.
Yeah. Because I know, I'm not trying to pay for.
The worst thing is like, you got a 6 or 7 a.m. flight, and you get up just not early enough for that.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I don't think that's happened to me. I don't know if it's ever happened to me. I live it because I live in fear of it. I would rather get a whole hour less sleep than get up really early for a flight and then not make the flight. Do all that horrible waking up early and then also pay the price of not making your flight.
Yeah.
Can't have it.
It's tough. That's tough.
Tone, did you freeze or did you just kind of check out and get confused when we were talking about flights?
He checked out.
Okay. Just eyes glazed over.
Oh, Tone, now I was going to ask you this. So, streets have found out you're a girl dad now. When do you, because you realize, and Jason talks about it all the time with Succession, like, hey, I can't binge anymore, right? The Night Agent comes out or whatever new thing on Netflix, can't binge it anymore. For you, even with your job, and I know how you are with your when it comes to your lady love, as you like to call her, those Bulls games, it might be different now. Like, how are you going to work that where it's like, hey, man, I gotta put the baby to sleep. Mm-hmm. Got to talk to my wife about what happened today, what's going on with these finances, and DeMar and Zach and Vooch and them, they're not going to be able to get you same time no more.
I may have to trim down to like one or two, like, because now I kind of got to peruse all the sports. Mm-hmm. I may trim that back to two. Like, I got to watch the Bears. It's the moneymaker, right? And I host the Bulls podcast. Mm-hmm. So, like, I kind of got to stay informed on them. But everything else, like, maybe some other NBA teams, like, you know, I enjoy watching the NBA. Maybe those games, you know, start to go. And, you know, it's fine. As long as I'm watching the important things, I'll be straight. I'll figure out the rest.
Those regular season games will be the first thing to go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tuesday night game against Utah, especially in Utah.
Unless I got a secret favorite team where, you know, I can, you know, it's a late night West Coast game where it's like Denver or something. They're playing a good game. I'll hold her and be like, I'll put it on mute and just, you know, try and rock her to sleep while I'm watching Jokic go to work.
Yeah. Or if you have a gambling problem and you're staying up for West Coast games.
Tone rocking a baby to sleep, watching Shaden Sharp make jumpers. Like, yes. Mm-hmm.
Trying to get you to college. All right. Welcome to Sports Adjacent. I'm Jason Leisure with my co-host, Russ Dorsey, a real one. We're going to find out today. We're continuing with the Are You a Real One?
It went well in the debut week.
I thought it was very. I loved the Cam Wolf one. We brought on. See, this is kind of the thing. You're gonna, if you like follow the show, you'll see a lot of the guests that I bring on are from Miami. That's kind of like the well I go to. But we're bringing on Chris Cody from the Levitard Show today to find out if he's a real one. So we'll get to that. You're hearing is Chris Cody's biggest fan, probably, Tony Gill, our producer.
Mm-hmm. All right. All right. You're shining. You're shining like the light.
Who is?
Just you. You glisten.
Oh, me. Oh, thank you.
You're glistening. It's hilarious.
I feel like that. I feel like you're trying to create your own Grandma Russ when you do that.
It is. No, it is similar.
That's old church deacon. It could be similar. You know, they have similar takes and thoughts on things. But
born,
you know,
around the same time.
Yeah.
Tony Gill is brought to you by Sheets and Giggles. You can go to our link, sheetsgiggles.com/SA, and get 23% off everything. When you hear this, it's the beginning of June. I think June 2nd this episode comes out.
Yes.
So still time. You got a couple of weeks. Order your dad something nice. Order him the sheet set, 100% eucalyptus, super silky smooth. He's going to love it. 23% off is a really good deal. Go to sheetsgiggles.com/SA. Sports Jason is also brought to you by BetMGM. You can go to BetMGM.com or download the BetMGM app and get this offer. Your first bet with MGM gets paid back up to $1,000 if you don't win. So it's kind of a win-win. You win your bet, or you get free betting credit to try it again up to $1,000 with our promo code Adjacent1000. The NBA Finals are underway by the time you hear this. The Stanley Cup Finals are going. Stanley Cup Final. Do you know that, Tone? As a person who works in sports media?
I learned that today, and I was like, what?
Hockey people get really mad at you.
Yeah, they get really so mad, too. It's so weird.
They get really mad at you.
Mm-hmm. And I respect whatever you want to call yourself, and I'll try my best to call it what they want to call it, what, you know, the NHL wants to call it, and things like that. But I don't think it's like a high crime to make that mistake. I would not even correct someone on it.
It's more than one games.
But if you say it to a hockey
person, it's a finals.
If you say it to a hockey person, they're like, would you call it the Super Bowls?
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't, because it's one game. That's why I wouldn't call it a Super Bowl.
Right, and because everybody watches it.
Yeah. And it's also on during the same time as the NBA Finals.
Mm. No. Is it?
The Super Bowl?
No. Is the Stanley Cup Final going head-to-head?
I'm saying every year, the Stanley Cup
is during the same week. Yes.
NBA Finals. So if I'm saying NBA Finals, and then now I got to go say Stanley Cup Finals, that's a lot harder.
You got to go back and forth, yeah.
Yeah.
Russ, you got to poke the bear on the show. You got to look in the camera and say, NHL Finals.
No, I wouldn't dare. I told him he's a professional. And I also don't want the smoke.
right. He doesn't want hockey Twitter. Oh, no. Coming at him.
No, Russ, you got it. You a real one. Let's go. I'm there with you.
We never took Tony to a hockey game. I feel like we were floating that. Evan Moore was encouraging it. He took Tony to a Hawks game, and Tony asked him if Jonathan Taves playing center was like how Shaq plays center. Mm-hmm. Remember that revelation from a couple years ago?
Yes.
I think that is something we need to do on this show. Before I get back to the BetMGM read, is like we need to take Tony somewhere out of his element and document it, and that's an episode. So it could be a hockey game, but it could also be like Vegas or New York. Something way out of his element.
So the problem with something like that is
Montreal.
I don't think he's going to appreciate that like he should.
That's okay, though. That will make it all the more entertaining for us.
For who? Is it?
Well, we'll appreciate it. We'll have fun.
Maybe.
And then we'll have this side project of documenting Tony trying to navigate Las Vegas.
Because that's the thing. That's like navigating a child through Las Vegas. And if I'm in Vegas...
You think we're going to be doing too much work. Okay.
I'll give you one day of documented tone, but after that, I'm at Sapphire's, buddy.
Where's Russ?
The Bunny Ranch.
Don't ever say something like that ever again. You got me up. Tone.
Don't.
Tone, no.
That's probably the only thing he knows about Vegas.
Sometimes you just take it too far, Tom.
I just said something randomly I thought was in Vegas.
Inappropriate.
I love that they're putting sports teams in Vegas.
That's where Lamar Odom was.
I love the A's are going there. 30,000 seat stadium I saw.
Very small.
Yo, they gave up all. Nobody cared.
It's really sad.
It's really sad.
I feel like everyone there is checked out. It's not a done deal yet, I don't think. But like, I saw a clip today of the grounds crew getting the field ready in Oakland, and some like teenage kid. This is before the game, so the players aren't out there at that time. Some teenage kid comes out of the stands, runs around the bases the opposite direction, like third, second, first home, and no one does a thing. No one stops him. Finally, one security guard, maybe that was the only security guard working, comes out and tells him to get out of there. They don't even tackle
him.
Hey, get back in the seats. Get back in the seats.
Get your ass out of here, man.
Drag chain link fencing over this dirt.
Isn't that like a federal offense? They're just like, man, just get over there.
It's felony. If anybody's still watching, like, it would be. But so
here's a crazy thing.
In this case,
that
was treated just like some public park. Like, who cares?
You hire like one security and two like officers and stuff to then escort that person out and take them to the authorities. But like, I don't know if the A's have outsourced that. So I don't even think, clearly by the video, they didn't have anybody there. But like, I just don't think they're paying for like the security people to even tackle the people that run on the field.
Sad. Tragic.
Very tragic. Very tragic.
You can bet on A's games and NBA Finals games and the Stanley Cup Final at BetMGM. Use promo code adjacent1000. They'll pay you back up to $1,000 in free future betting credits on your first bet if you don't win. BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. Russ, I'm very excited to continue on with the Are You a Real One series with Chris Cody this week. I think it's going to be a good one. Let's get to it.
There's a skill into understanding your audience. I have that skill. What's up, Chris Cody?
Do you have him muted or does he mute himself?
I was just waiting for my time. I'm a pro.
Chris Cody, known as a pro's pro.
Bulls Twitter, is that a thing? I heard you guys talking about that. That's actually a thing.
It's absolutely a thing. Twitter's a thing.
Yeah. Everything Twitter is a thing.
Black Twitter is a thing.
Right now, it's just all about Heat Twitter. So I just, when you said Bulls Twitter, I was like, what's that?
It's much, much less fun than the Heat Twitter. Much less. It's a lot of bitching, complaining about things that don't matter because the team's not good.
It's always sad. Yeah, it's always sad. I feel like
Twitter. Who'd you rather have? My old ass DeMar or Zach on bad knees?
That just follows Jason. Whatever teams Jason is following is just, yeah.
I feel like, welcome in, by the way, Chris Cody from The Levitard Show. And what are you, the executive producer of the Greg Cody Show with Greg Cody?
Well, I thought you meant on the Levitard Show. Senior producer talent, whatever you want to say.
Okay.
The talent
is here.
Swiss Army knife.
That's right.
I think
spork. Some people have called me a spork.
I think the Twitter, 100%. Like the Twitter groups that I've been aware of are like Dolphins Twitter, at least 10 years ago when I was covering them or whatever it was like always laughing at their team. Heat Twitter was looking for anyone coming at them to start a fight, just waiting for you to pick a fight with them. Heat Twitter is a real one. Bulls Twitter is sad and frustrated. Bears Twitter is, why are you being so negative? Why are you being so negative 4 months later? How come you didn't tell us it was going to be this bad?
That's a weird one because like you guys feel like you have a quarterback, but you're still not good, right? It's like a weird.
That's my whole life. That's been a long time of that.
We don't talk sports here, though. Sorry about that.
Not really. No. What we're going to talk about, Chris Cody, is whether you're a real one. And you have entered your name in our video chat here as your title as unlikely real one. And I would have to agree.
Wow.
We were texting about this today.
Yeah.
You were scared. And I thought maybe you should be because I don't know.
I've always considered myself incredibly real. But when I say things like that, it kind of goes against what I'm going for. So it's just it's hard out here.
He might, Russ, be being a real one by going in, acknowledging that he might not be a real one. No, I don't feel I think I'm backing you very well here, Chris.
I think Chris is a undersell, over-deliver type of guy.
This guy gets it.
Well, let's find out if he can over-deliver or even, like, you know, appropriately deliver.
Self-kick coverage when it came to his wife. So that guy, usually a real one.
Let's find out. Let's find out. Tony, hit the button. Maybe this is a new segment. Maybe we bring somebody on and
who is a real
and 5 minutes of finding out. We're just investigating. Are you a real one?
Are you a real one?
Nick Saban, head coach of the Dolphins, and
real one.
Yes.
The segment where we find out about your innermost being. You know, people lie. You know, they could say that they're a real one, but the evidence could say the otherwise, that they are not a real one.
I sense real one traits here.
So, are you a real one?
Oh, no, baby. You're not a real one.
All right, Chris Cody, are you ready?
I think so.
All right, we're going to find out together. Would you like to...
Are you going
to
put me on the stand? How's this work?
It's a little bit like court. Yeah, it's a little bit like court. I think that's a pretty good mentality to take into it for him, Russ. The floor is yours. We'd like to, if you'd like to put forth some evidence, maybe an example or a story that illustrates that you are a real one, something in your favor of being a real one.
Well, this list is very long. Okay.
I mean,
we can spin the wheel. We have a wheel of reasons why I'm a real one. If you
bringing out the long boy,
should we spin the wheel? Where should I start? The other day I was at a Marlins game, and I didn't catch the foul ball. Is my internet fine right now, or is it you guys?
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah, you're good.
I just saw some. Let me pick up there. I'm sorry. I was at the Marlins game the other day, and I caught a foul ball. I didn't catch it. It landed near me. Guess what I did? I gave it to a kid.
Now, Tony's against that. Now, Tony has a big problem. Tony's grimacing. I would probably do that. If I kept it, it would only be to take it home and give it to one of my kids, but I would probably give it.
That's a to tough a kid. Thing to sell to the whole stadium. Like, I have a child.
I have a child.
I have more though. I need Tony to be on my side here. Like, do you need like something else?
Well, Tony hates that. Tony, why do you hate that he would do that? I know you. I know that you hate that.
Yeah. Kids need to grow up learning what disappointment is. You know, sometimes you don't get anything you want just because you're a kid. Right. Yeah. So you need to learn that lesson, not from your parents, right? Because you know that may be traumatizing, but learning it from a stranger, the kid goes home sad, mopey, and you know, your parents are like, hey. You know, life comes at you fast, right?
You
and
just look good. How cool do you look, though? How cool do I look, though, when I do that? Come on. I look generous. I look like I have great perspective on life. Like, this ball's not that important to me. But imagine what it's going to do for this kid. It's great perspective.
I like Tony's approach to parenting. Tony's about to have a kid, Chris. He's about to have a girl. I like his idea of, like... You know, it takes a village. I want the drunks at the baseball game to help teach my kid life lessons.
You just want your kid to, like, have a chance at the ball and then not get it. Really go home with a real hard lesson.
Right.
I got something else for you. I recently donated to someone I knew, a GoFundMe, and I did it anonymously.
Until now.
I didn't put my name. I wasn't like, hey. Well, I didn't say which GoFundMe it was. I didn't say which friend.
All right. Okay. Did you give enough that it affected you, or did you give money that Chris Cody wouldn't miss?
I was like a top 25 contributor. Like my anonymous donation was very high up.
That Lark money. Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't that much, but.
Top 25, though.
But I could have, but no one knew, though. Like, think about this, Jason. I know you're writing Jason Leisure. I mean, I don't want to be that guy, but like, come on. If you're donating something, you're like, this is from Jason and the family.
No, I donate anonymously when I do that, I think. Well, I guess it depends. Sometimes you want the person to know because you want them to know, like, that you're supporting them. It's not that you need everybody to know, but you want that person to know. And I think you sometimes have to put your name for that to be the case, depending on where you're doing that. But a lot of times I do it anonymously because I am doing it to help them. I am not looking for credit for this.
Well, you're a real one too then. Else. You're a real one too then.
Okay. All right. Chris, do you have in the interest of fairness? I mean, you're a journalist, Chris. You know, you grew up in journalism with your dad. Do you have in the interest of fairness something that we would weigh against your case here? And then we're going to get into some questioning to try to get to the bottom of this.
What's not real about me? I regularly will be at like a grocery store or a mall, and if I see somebody that I know, I'm going to just pretend like I don't see them. And like if they come up to me, I'm going to be like, "Oh, wow, good to see you." But I already saw you, and I just don't like those type of, "Hey, how's it going?"
It's weird when you run into someone, even if it's someone you do know, and like if you run into them unexpectedly when you're doing errands or something. Yeah.
I'm always so shocked and so happy to see them. Like, oh my God, how'd I miss you? Didn't I walk I walked right by you? Like, that's just not, I never feel good about myself after I do that.
All right. That's pretty fake.
I also like my steak medium well.
Oh.
Oh.
Whoa. Oh, my goodness. Man. I was just lecturing my children.
You might
about
have
that the
shot
other day.
Yourself in the leg. Ooh,
that's me admitting that, like, when I admit that that's why I'm not real, that's, I realize that it's not a good trait. Like, come on. Yeah. How real is that?
This whole, I mean, it's an ambiguous conversation. So, like, I don't know if you have a point or not. I really don't.
It's always on site, though. It's always on site.
He might be back in the game.
Yeah. He doesn't know what that means. He doesn't know what that means. No, he heard Cameron Wolf say that last week, and now he's just spitting it back out.
No, the other day, the other day, someone disrespected my wife, and I was like, "We need to call the cops. This is ridiculous." Oh wait, no, that's
bad. That's right.
It's your boy.
He's right. You call the cops on site. That's right.
Jason, when I heard that,
you called them to the site.
I'm so white, Jason, but I was like, Jason, Jason.
It's white as hell. That's like mayo white.
I knew if things started going poorly for me, I was just going to say it's always on site. Like I had that in the holster, like ready.
Good
to
card
go.
To play. Good card to play.
Come on, right, guys. Russ, I'm super Russ, real. I'm super take, real. Look
take,
at me.
Let's find out. Russ, take the lead. Let's see how real he is.
All right. Chris, let's say in this hypothetical, the Lark is doing well. Everybody's getting paid, making money. Somehow, you find out via sources that Billy Gill is making more money than you.
Huh.
What does a real one do?
Man, this is... getting close to the vest. what does a real one do? A real one gives my boy Billy a little dap under the table and then gets a new agent.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I like that.
Okay. I don't hate that answer. Let's say you change courses and you say, all right, I'm going to go talk to Mr. Levitard himself.
Mm-hmm.
What is that? How does that conversation go?
This is a great question. This is a perfect hypothetical for this.
I don't like this.
I'm good at this question asking.
You don't like it because you're going to out yourself as not a real one, I think.
I guess I'm talking to Levitard, so it hasn't gone well with the conversations that I wanted. I'm telling him I'm walking in, and I'm telling him that, you know, the kid is feeling a little undervalued. And see, I could have a talk with Dan. Dan's not like a normal boss. I don't want to go super real with this, but like it wouldn't like I feel like to be a real one, like I have to kick the door in. But I just feel like if I just walk in there and I'm like, yo, Dan. Not feeling the love right now. He's giving it right back.
Russ, can I ask you a question on this?
Sure.
I am theorizing that the real one line here is you don't throw Billy under the bus at any point in this conversation. You don't bring him up at all in this conversation. Am I right?
1,000%.
You don't do anything that affects his money.
To me, that's your man, right?
Okay.
I'm not going to do anything to hurt my man. However, I should be valued because me and my man, we're right here. Like, if we're gonna, if he's gonna be making this, I should also be making this. It's not to say that he should make it, but I should also make it.
Yeah. That's a, yeah, that never been, saying Billy's name was never even an option. So, yeah, for sure. Mm.
Right.
Like, but because you're going into it knowing that it's accurate that he makes more money. Like, that's a fact.
Well,
so now you just have to go into it and say, hey, man,
I love
how my guy ain't about him.
I can literally hear Jason scratching things out in writing. This is like real.
Well, I keep kind of a ledger sheet here where I'm, and that was a couple of tallies for real one.
Yes. Remember, any on site, anywhere.
Yes. On site, like on location, or on site, like with my eyes.
Vision? Don't worry about it. Don't worry about
it. Okay. Yeah. All right. I was wondering, since you live in South Florida, South Florida has one of the most unique driving cultures I've ever been around. Where it is like true kill or be killed. So will you sit there waiting for your turn to get onto the exit ramp or to split left or right? Or will you go in the empty lane and then cut somebody off at the end in Miami?
This was honestly on my list of things that make me not a real one.
You sit in the line?
Oh, wow. Then I'm okay. I thought we were going the opposite on this.
Oh, no, I feel like if you sit in the line, you're a sucker.
Oh, I cut.
I don't know. What do you guys think?
My dad and I get into huge arguments about this because he's a sheep and he just sits at the back of that thing. And I am like, I'll see you at work in an hour because I'm going to just, you know, I'm not from here. Is this the exit? Which exit is this?
Right.
It's my first time. I'm an out of towner. Oh, I got to get over here. I'm sorry. Hey, this is my fault. I'll roll down the window. Hey, sorry about this. Can I get in here? Sorry.
No. I'm not. No. Yeah. No, I'm not playing dumb. I'm not acting like I'm taking in that situation.
I play
in Miami. I do not drive like that here because in Chicago, because that is not the culture of driving around here. And I've been plenty of other places where that is not how they drive. But down there it is. Down there, you either do that move or you sit there and watch a thousand people do it to you.
Yes. It's every person. It's everyone for themselves.
I think the real one takes it. I think.
So the answer to driving aggressively is driving more aggressively.
Yeah.
Therefore, enhancing the aggressiveness just of the overall driving.
Just efficiently, because you're going to be sitting there waiting. Like, I'm not saying be reckless. I'm saying I'm just going to cut you. I'm just going to skip the line. I'm going to safely do it, but I'm going to skip the line. Right, Jason? Okay. Yes.
I'm thinking this counts as in favor of him being a real one. Right?
I love it.
Okay. Okay.
All right,
I'm taking this all into consideration. Yeah, I'm not going to say it yet.
Chris Cody. So, you know, you're a big. Okay, who would you rather see win a championship, the Heat or the Marlins? Is my first question.
Panthers. I was just going to say I've been asked this a lot with the Panthers. It's a simple one. The Heat I've seen do it in my, you know, in kind of recent years. At this point, not really, but. I'm going Panthers. Marlins I've seen too. So the Panthers is my number one right now. But
okay.
I'm just a recency guy. Like, because I've seen the Heat with the big three kind of recent, give me all the other ones. Give me Dolphins. Give me, like, whatever I've been the longest without, give it to me. So that's kind of where I've been at this whole playoffs. I was honestly not even stressing this game 7 in Boston with the Celtics because I was like, I got my Panthers already in the final. But
okay. So okay. All right. The Panthers. All right. Now, here's my real question.
Okay.
What or who are you willing to give up for a Panthers championship?
Jesus.
What do you mean who?
Yeah.
Like when he's giving somebody up, you mean like
what or who are you willing to give up?
Can I give up like a coworker?
I mean,
who is the most important person you would give up? Obviously, you give up Billy. That's not even like, but that's not does that's not a price. That's,
I, was, I wasn't going to give up Billy. I was going to go lower. I was just going to take one of our video producers out.
Some anonymous person that no one knows. Okay,
Taylor.
Oh, so they do know her.
I don't know who that is.
I just like the idea of him listening to this 2 days from now and being like, "What the?" But I don't like that's just like a really loaded question. Who would I give up? What would I give up? What would I give up for a Panthers Stanley Cup title? I would give up as I look over my shoulder at my wife. It's like I was about to make a joke. I would give up good sleep for like 3 months.
Oh gosh, not me. No way.
Like I still sleep at night, but it's just like I just sometimes feel tired. Like it takes me, it might take me a little longer to fall asleep.
It's just restless.
Like it's just a little restless.
Sleep for 3 months.
Slightly interrupted.
3 months that could ruin you, Cody.
Slightly interrupted.
At the end of that 3 months, you won't even look like yourself anymore. 3 months of bad sleep.
5 out of 7 days a week for 3 months.
he's negotiating a couple days where he does get good sleep.
Okay. I think Russ gets where I'm going with that question, right? It's vague enough where I allow you to give me the answer that I need to determine if you're a real one. So okay.
You know what? I don't. Let me spin tones forward, because person one, you're gonna say somebody that you don't give a damn about, right? Shout out to Taylor, whoever Taylor is. And the thing, you're gonna take the thing that like you really don't need, but you'll probably be okay if you don't have it. So I'm gonna throw monetary on it. Would you give up $5,000 to see them win a championship?
The Panthers.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to Vegas for game 5 and I'm spending how much? So it's like, no, I'm kidding. I don't want to just pay though. That's not as fun. Like, what? This is the way sports work.
I got my answer.
I don't want to pay $5,000. I'd rather. I don't want to guarantee it. I like the sweat of it. Like, I want to enjoy the games. Like, if you just said to me right now the Panthers win, I would be like, well, that wasn't that much fun. Like, I want to like go to the games and be nervous. So like, I think I would just risk. Do I still have a chance of them winning if I don't pay the $5,000?
You have whatever chance they
but
would
you
have.
You know it's guaranteed if you pay.
Wow, this is tough. I've never thought about this before. $5,000 is a lot of money. But it's like kind of it's like that perfect good amount, Russ. It's a good amount.
You know, I'm like, it's not too much because where you would say no, you'd have to think about it. Like your wife would be mad if you paid that.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with no.
Okay.
Yeah. I feel like that's a real one. I feel like it would just be easy to say yes. I feel like the real
answer. I don't know yet. Like, I'm trying to marinate on it. I have an answer that I'm leaning towards.
I don't like this. And remember, this is only the second time you guys have done this, right?
Yes. This is week 2 of Are You a Real One?
You can't just have all real ones. So I'll fall on the sword here, guys. If you need, like, if you're just like, hey, we got to have something, like, we don't want to insult our friends. Like, I'll be the person, like, I won't hold any grudges. I'll leave here tonight. They don't think I'm a real one. It's fine.
All right. That's a awful, just absolute straight garbage, terrible closing argument. But we will consider that as we deliberate. Chris Cody from Levitard Show and from the Greg Cody Show with Greg Cody, thank you for joining us. We're about to kind of huddle into the jury room here now and decide whether you are or not a real one.
I don't get to find out.
You'll find out when the episode comes out on Friday.
Wow.
Nope.
Damn it. On site.
See you, buddy. I'm not paying a dime for a sports team to win a championship to make me happy. But you've seen what that does for everybody else. Like, you know how happy that would make everybody around you.
I have a hard time.
I would kind of want to pay the money for everyone else's happiness.
But
I know how miserable Jason is as a White Sox fan, so I don't believe him one bit.
But if you take the deal, see, here's the thing though. Like, if you do that, then it does take all the drama out of it. You're the only one that knows, so everyone else is gonna be like on the edge of their seat, waiting to see what happens. But you'll just be like, no, okay, I know what this is. I gotta be quiet the whole time.
All right.
This is a dumb sports topic, but I would not agree with him about I want my whoever, which of my teams is the most removed, who's gone the longest since winning, would not be the team I would necessarily want most to win. It would be the teams I care about the most.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would want a baseball or basketball championship again over the other ones.
Ooh, that's a tough one. I want to see what this Bears situation look like. With a Super Bowl, I would like to experience that with my full body.
Man, I'm naked in the streets.
Oh, yeah. Nipples just out. Like, I really want to see that, Jason.
When the White Sox won, it had been 88 years, I think. The Red Sox won, and they made such a big deal about it. The White Sox were just as long. And I called my grandfather. I called my grandfather.
Yeah.
And they live in like a rural area. And I called the house. My grandma answers the phone. This is like 11 o'clock at night after they beat Houston. And I'm like, you know, we're talking about it, whatever. And I'm like, where's Grandpa? And she's like, well, he ran out in the cornfield and started shooting off fireworks.
Okay. All right.
So he would have been right there with you, Russ. All right, Chris Cody. So what do we think so far? I've got my notes here.
You go first with your notes.
Well, it makes me very uncomfortable, and I feel very unconfident trying to determine something like this because I don't know if we've established concretely that I'm not a real one, but it's one of those things that it's pretty clearly going to go that way if we ever do have to make a formal ruling on that on me.
Well, so I think
I don't know what position I'm in to determine it on someone else, don't.
Well, I think we've decided that you're not a real one.
No, we've decided that long ago.
Right. So
you decided that long ago.
We're just not formalizing the paperwork on it. We're kind of leaving it open so that we don't have to say that around other people. Well, you know, Russ looks like he's been telling everyone that. Russ, did you tweet it?
You've been telling everyone that with every opportunity.
I've been working toward can we go with not a real one but still a nice guy has been kind of the territory I've been going
for. I mean, that's fine.
I'm going to say Chris Cody. I'm going to say Chris Cody does a lot of real one things. Chris Cody, when he worked for ESPN, people who work at ESPN get Disney passes. He gave me 4 passes for Disney like 8 years ago, whatever it was, to take my wife and kids. That's like $500 value, just free and clear to one of your friends. So that feels like real one material to me. He always comes on this show, no questions asked, always happy to do it. So that feels like real one behavior to me. He takes crap for his dad all the time and just takes it, just wears it. I feel like that makes him a real one. But I feel like when I texted him and he was kind of worried about how this was going to go and I don't know, I don't think I'm a real one, that works against him. I'm going to say he's a fellow, not a real one like me.
Okay. That baseball thing, man, that's really bugging me.
That he would give a baseball to a kid?
Yeah.
Like most normal adults?
Yeah, that's not real one behavior. You can't be peer pressured into doing things. That is peer group pressure. Like, you guys don't pay my bills. You guys don't feed my family. Why would I listen to you on what I should do with my life? I paid for this ticket. They didn't pay for the ticket.
Well, you're right about that, but that has not previously been your argument for not giving a ball to a kid. You've previously said, I don't want to give it to that kid because I don't know if that's a bad kid or not. That kid might have been misbehaving all day, and I'm rewarding his bad behavior. That's the weird theory you've put forth before about this.
That is also
true. I don't like that being the main argument for you thinking that Chris Cody isn't a real one, because I think that's a bad take by you. So what other argument do you have?
No, it don't matter. I'm not trying to convince y'all. This is my take.
Right, but Russ is debating the he's not debating your opinion. He's debating the premise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
which is a fair tactic in a debate, Tone.
Mm-hmm. Hey, this is the jury, right? Whatever I think as the juror, in terms of the evidence that was put before me, in terms of guilty or not guilty.
I think you got to be able to defend your premise. Go ahead, Russ.
I'm Jason. He does a lot of real one things.
But he just came on here just blurting out on site, not knowing what it means at all.
I was taking that into account.
Like, thinking, hey, maybe these guys will be fooled by me just saying on site 4 times.
Yeah. My gut is leaning not a real one, but it doesn't change my love for Chris Cody.
You just like him. Yeah. It pains you. Somehow like, in a way that
it does. Yeah, because you're clearly
it pains
not a real
you
one.
To say this about Chris.
Yes, it does.
There's enough evidence.
Out of your way. Yeah, it's too much evidence against you. Too much.
I'm very authentic. I'm very honest.
Yes.
I am not going to parade around as a real one when I know very clearly I'm not.
Yeah, I think we have our decision.
We have our first not a real one. Chris Cody, not a real one.
Damn. Love you, Chris.
Still a good guy.
Yes.
That's what I hope people say about me.
Not a real one. Good guy.
should we have Grandma Russ break the news to him that he's not a real one?
All right, you set it up. Tell Grandma Russ what just transpired.
Okay, well, Chris Cody came on to find out if he was a real one or not, and he was very unconfident, and his main go-to, his step-back jumper when he got into trouble was throw me under the bus and just yell on site a bunch of times, and it didn't work.
Oh no, baby. Not a real one. You're not a real one, Chris Cody, but that's okay. That's okay. You married that nice girl, and you have a house, and you work for the, what's that boy that used to work for the four-letter channel?
Dan Levitard, Grandma Russ.
Yeah, Levitard. And he used to have his daddy on the show. Poppy, yeah! But no. No, you're not a real one, baby.
Oh, you love this character too much. We're going to come back to this character.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Well, I hope that Grandma Russ has been watching the NBA playoffs because I have a couple of questions for her about that.
Okay.
We've all been riveted and enjoyed watching the Miami Heat's run from the play-in tournament against the Bulls. It's funny that those teams were playing each other. To all the way to the NBA Finals as an 8 seed. I don't think it's like your typical 8 seed. I think that's a really good roster, and they might get Tyler Hero back for, I believe I saw game 3 next week.
Possibly game 3, yeah.
But they knocked off the Celtics on the way to that, and the Celtics were the preseason favorite to win the whole thing in some sports books. Number 2 record in the NBA. They lose to an 8 seed after rallying back from down 3-0 to force a game 7, Grandma Russ. And Jason Tatum hurts his ankle on the first play of game 7, says it turned him into a shell of himself. What advice does Grandma Russ have to kind of steer the Celtics forward from this epic defeat?
Okay. Here, I'll do it. Grandma Russ talking to specific players.
Okay. You want to talk to Jason Tatum or Jaylen Brown or?
They both need a talking to.
Let's do Tatum first.
Okay.
Oh, Jason. It's okay, baby. I know. Grandma, no. You hurt your ankle on the first play. Oh.
Grandma,
no. Oh, the first play. But are you going to be all right? You finished top 5 MVP, baby. That's good. Grandma saw you on the TV. Top 5. But you'll be back. You'll be back. They say you went and worked out with Kobe. And you can shoot. And dribble, you grab all them rebounds. It's okay, but y'all gonna be back.
Okay, good. What does Grandma Russ, by the way, while we're on the Celtics, what does Grandma Russ advise Derek White to do with his hair?
Oh, no. See, that's...
Derek, it's time to come on home, baby. Come on home. You got the nice full beard. Grandma love your beard. You just, come on now. They pushing you back. They pushing, just gonna let them take it off. Go ahead, fade it out. And then you have your beard. Yeah, you got the nice beard up front. You good, baby. Just come on home.
That's the bald guy move. You can't grow it up top. So you do everything you can.
That's a great beard for it.
With the beard, yeah.
I don't know. There's a reason that he's doing that. And I need the Athletic, Boston Globe, somebody to find out why he's doing that.
Have you seen the clip? I think it's from just a couple of months ago of Shaq and Barkley just like could not get through whatever segment they were doing on NBA on TNT Studio. I wonder if Grandma Russ has any thoughts on LeBron possibly retiring. LeBron and the Lakers made it to the Western Conference Finals, but then got swept out by the Nuggets. And LeBron, at the end of that, Grandma Russ hinted at stepping away, as opposed to what he has been saying for a long time, was that he wanted to hang around. Probably it'd be 2 more years to play a season in the NBA with his son, Bronny. He listed a lot of reasons, though, you know, why he might want to step away. One, he might just kind of be done with this. He's been doing it 20 years. It's difficult physically, mentally, all of that. He had the foot injury this year. He's got to get that evaluated in the offseason. But one of the things that was mentioned in this ESPN report was one of the things in the playoffs that really wore LeBron down was the long flights to Memphis in round 1 of the playoffs. As though he's flying Southwest and like he's got, you know, B24 and got to see where maybe that'll be a middle seat, maybe not.
I don't know where to take this one.
Okay, we've stumped Grandma Russ.
I'm listening to everything you're saying, and it's like, I don't know what Grandma would say to bro.
Does Grandma think he should hang around to try to play with his son? Which would be Grandma's great-grandson.
Great-grandson.
In this case, I guess, right?
Mm-hmm. All right.
Go ahead, retire, baby. Let that boy play the basketball by himself. He don't need you playing with him. Let grandson play by. He done got the you going to school in LA. You get to see him. Grandma get to see him. But you don't need to.
Grandma lives in LA too.
She does.
Okay.
Grandma live in Sherman Oaks, baby.
She like the full tan.
Yeah. Grandma get out there, got the jazzercise.
The thing I really wanted to know from Grandma Russ, though, is about Tom Brady. There's been these rumors swirling because Jimmy Garoppolo is hurt. And there's been all these rumors because Tom Brady is a part owner of the Raiders that he legally could play and own the team. There's these rumors that he might come back and play. He's almost 46. He'll be 46 before the season starts. Does Grandma Russ think that Tom Brady should keep playing at 46?
Don't play no more, baby. You ain't got nothing else to prove. You beat Joe Montana. You got and what's that boy played for the Colts back in the day? Grandson, what was the man played
Johnny
for?
Johnny Unitas.
Johnny Unitas, yeah.
You Grandma beat Ross going all the way back records? To Johnny Unitas.
He beat all his records.
Okay.
He beat all. Oh, don't make me break hands here, Jason. Damn.
Is Grandma Russ into Tom Brady? Tom Brady, 46. Not that, you know, that's probably in Grandma Russ's dating range.
Nah, listen, you
that's
don't.
That's not too young for Grandma Russ.
Listen, Grandma do what Grandma want to do now.
That's a yes.
You think Tom trying to get clapped up? What?
Listen, man, that's between Tom and Grandma.
Grandma Russ, he's 46 and he's single. I just saw photos of him, paparazzi photos of him on a boat. He looked good.
Grandma ain't had a hip broke yet.
Russ, let's do the news. As you know, the NBA Finals is Heat Nuggets. Really not the teams that anyone expected, either one of them, honestly. I mean, the Nuggets are good. The Nuggets are for sure a worthy champion if they end up winning this year, but not the team that everyone thought would come out of the West. Certainly
due
not.
Due to sheer ignorance.
I mean, Memphis, Phoenix.
Yeah, no, sheer ignorance. If you watched Denver, you would have known.
I want to say they had like the 8th or 10th best odds to win it
at the beginning of the year. Should have went to MGM and gotten that deal. That's a steal.
Jimmy Butler was at his post-game press conference in Boston after they won Game 7, and he was answering a question about defending Jokic when this happened.
I got 2 days to figure that out. We have 2 days to figure that out before Game 1. Oh, my God. Y'all saw that? Goddamn Bumblebee. So we will lock in on them.
That's the most scared I've ever seen him. That's the only time I've ever seen fear in Jimmy Butler's eyes.
I do think that's when you find out who's real and who's not sometimes, or who's scared, who gets scared and who doesn't, if a bee flies in. Like, have you ever been driving and you have the windows open and a bee, you almost kill yourself. Bees in your car when you're trying to drive. What?
Gets in the car? Are you kidding?
You're swerving in the traffic. It's a wrap for you. You got to pull over, open up all the doors, all the windows.
That should say a lot about these other teams that the Heat just beat, that Jimmy just pulled their card and stared them down. He is more scared of a bee than a Boston Celtics.
We were playing in the backyard once when I was a kid. It's probably like 10 maybe or something like that. And stumbled upon a bee's nest that were or a hornet's nest or whatever. They're all bees to me. I don't care.
Yeah.
All the ones that can sting you are bees in my mind. And we just like ran inside. And I got inside and we're just like in a panic. Mom, this, you know, whatever. And then I feel like this kind of jab in my stomach.
Oh,
and
no.
I pull up my shirt. There's a bee perched on my belly or a wasp or whatever, putting its stinger right into me.
Oh, no.
Man, I like stripped down as I ran up the stairs to go take a shower. Jimmy Butler kind of had his little moment there and then immediately was very poised and got right back to his answer.
Right back.
You could quote that you could quote him without having to add any parentheticals. You could just take out the bumblebee. I did a little research on the Heat, by the way. This is part of why I appreciate what they're doing and don't think it's really all that shocking. Since Pat Riley went there in 1995, this is their 28th season with him involved somehow. Mm-hmm. 22 winning seasons in 28 years. 22 winning seasons and playoff berths. Now their 7th trip to the NBA Finals, and they have 3 rings. They have so much continuity there. And they have the right continuity. They have everything. The thing I always think about when I think about the Miami Heat is the Bulls and how they don't have any of these things. That the Heat have these guys like Pat Riley who's been there since 1995, and Eric Spoelstra came a couple years after that. Their GM, Andy Ellisberg, was there when they started the team in the 80s. Chris Quinn, their top assistant coach, who gets mentioned for head coaching jobs all the time, has been on that coaching staff for like 10 years and played there for a few years even. Like, they have everything you want. They have player development. They have the salary cap guy with Ellisberg. They have the right coach, the best coach probably in the league. They have the ultimate, like, you get in a room with Pat Riley, you're going to go for whatever he says. He will sell you on anything. And they, sure enough, Russ, they get the best out of every single guy they ever bring in, even the stars. They get these guys that are second-round picks or, you know, the Duncan Robinsons and the Deion Waiters and these guys that people kind of are out on, and they turn them into something. But they also get LeBron. They get the best possible LeBron. They get the best possible Jimmy Butler. They turn Bam into something. Imagine if, like, the Bulls draft Patrick Williams and you're like, they will get the best out of it. Whatever is his ceiling, they will find it. That's what they do with everybody there in Miami.
It's a market inefficiency. They got, hey, all y'all dudes don't want to work hard? Okay. Okay. We're going to see who want to play. We all making money up here. All right, what's next? Who's going to play hard? And that's what they do. That's the standard. And they're willing to miss on stars and miss on certain players if guys don't want to do that. If guys don't want to play the right way every single night, they don't do that there. So what you going to do when you get there? Play hard. Otherwise, you'll be sitting. They sat Duncan Robinson after playing him, after paying him. Yeah. Like, what organization does
that? A lot of money, yeah.
They paid him a stupid. That's probably one of the worst contracts. They gave out probably some of the worst contracts. Hassan Whiteside.
Yeah. I mean, they don't pay Waiters. Waiters, Whiteside. Yeah. Tyler Herro got a lot of money that at times has not been worth it.
And it doesn't matter because they're going to replace you with a guy that does want to play. So, Duncan, come sit here, $90 million boy. Come sit right here until you figure it out.
And then Spo, as the part of that brain trust with Pat Riley, will say, all right, I'll give you 10 minutes. Show me why you should be in this rotation again. Mm-hmm. And now you got the old Duncan Robinson back, right? Like, it's crazy. And,
you know, it's funny. Denver kind of is doing on the same wave. Like, if you're not here to play, Bones Highland was a good player with them. And they were like, nope, you playing around too much. Shipped him for nothing because he was not down with the program. That's what winning organizations do. They set a standard, and if everybody isn't playing at that standard, got to go.
Yeah. Russ, I was stunned last week when I saw that Robert De Niro was having another kid. He just had another kid. He just had his seventh kid, and he's 79. Seven kids. So he's like halfway to Nick Cannon. Then today, as stunned as I was about that, I was not stunned enough to even bring it up on the show. Mm-hmm. Today I saw that Al Pacino has gotten his girlfriend pregnant. Al Pacino's 83.
How old is Al Pacino's girlfriend?
29. Don't spit your drink through your nose.
I did. It was close.
Her getting pregnant. Yeah, her end of it is not the surprise. It's the Al Pacino end of it that he has a baby on the way at 83. Nick Cannon, by the way, recently said that he kind of thinks he's done having kids, but you know that's up to God, and he might keep having kids till he's 85. But right now, the leader in the clubhouse is Al Pacino at 83.
Do you guys think that's irresponsible?
Al Pacino?
Both of them have bread, and while I think it's...
That's a good question.
While I think it's wild, it would be more wild if they didn't have bread. You know what I mean? Like, if you was just broke having kids at 83, you're a goofball.
You're putting a lot of faith in your wife's or girlfriend's second husband, whoever that's going
to
be.
Essentially.
You put a lot of faith in your girl to be a good mom.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, decision making, right? It's like, is this person a wise person for having the kid of an 80 plus year old?
I want to take this to a place, but I'm trying to. Yeah, if it doesn't work in post, I'll put the elevator music over it. All right.
I thought this is the year of Russ cutting it loose.
Yeah, it is. That's why I'm.
And here you are dragging your feet about cutting it loose. Now, a real one would just cut it loose.
Fair point.
Fair See point. What you did there, Jason.
A non-real one would goad someone else into getting in trouble, like I'm doing right now.
Right, right.
Don't
right.
do it, Russ. Don't do it. We need you. We need you. We need you.
So you said Pacino's girl is 29?
29.
And what's Robert De Niro's girl? How old is she?
I don't know, but probably young.
I'm going to say this. If you're a 29-year-old and you're letting an 83-year-old knock you up, I think you know the program.
Yeah.
Well, that's not – I don't think that's the part Tony's objecting to. It's the kid.
I get it, but
– I mean
– the play has been run. Like, he said he's irresponsible as the dude in this case.
Right.
Having I think it's irresponsible on the other side, too, but I think
– raise.
Right. I think on the other side, you run the play knowing that, well, this dude's been in 1,000 movies. Me and this baby that you won't get to know because you're going to be in the box, we'll be okay.
I mean, unless they, the wisest decision at this point is you allow her to date and you get to pick who is going to raise your child where you're going.
What? Hey. You think that's what's happening? I mean, Hollywood's weird. Celebrities' lives are weird. Maybe.
Hey, man, that's your seed. And they're not going to know who you are. So.
My brother was just talking about how much he loved Any Given Sunday.
Great movie.
Al Pacino was the coach.
Great movie.
My name is Willie. Willie
Beeman. Demon Willie Beeman, yes. I can watch that again, but. I wish I would have pulled up the speech that Al Pacino gives in the locker room. It's a terrible speech. The inches we need are the inches in front of our faces. terrible motivational speech.
Whoa. There was like, that was the first movie I had ever seen that had like dude nudity in it. Yes. Like you see movies that have like a ass here, a boob there. Right, maybe some male cheekage, but they had Arby's. We had the meats in that movie. I was like, "Oh my god!"
There was an article like recently, probably like movies or shows. They got it was a wave of showing man meat, like it was a thing, and then I guess the audience got bored, and now they're like not showing it anymore.
No, don't nobody want to see man meat. If I have two options.
Yes.
I'm not clicking on the brother. I'm telling you.
Here's speaking of which, here's the speech I wish I would have thrown to Tony Gill with glasses, but a part of it is on this team, we fight for that inch. On this team, we tear ourselves and everyone else around us to pieces for that inch. We claw with our fingernails for that inch because we know when we add up all those inches, that's going to make the bleeping difference between winning and losing, between living and dying. I'll tell you this. In any fight, it's the guy who's willing to die who's going to win that inch. And I know if I'm going to have any life anymore, it's because I'm still willing to fight and die for that inch. Because that's what living is, the 6 inches in front of your face.
So wow. Cool. Yo.
Took a really, really left turn there at the end.
It's a lot of innuendo there, man.
My boy. And he was in that room. He was probably looking at 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Russ, some news from India that I found amusing. This is an Associated Press report. Have you ever heard of the Indian government official Rajesh Vishwas?
I have not heard of the gentleman.
Understandable, but you're about to. So okay. He's a food health inspector. And he accidentally dropped his phone into the Kirkata Dam last week.
Okay.
And that sucks. I feel for him. But he went to these absurd lengths to try to get this phone back. This is a government official. And he asked local divers to go look for it, telling them that, oh, there's sensitive government information on this phone that we can't have get out. You're a food inspector, man. I don't think there's like state secrets in there that can't get out. Mm-hmm. But when they didn't find it, he ordered the reservoir to be drained to find this phone. He pumped out 2 million liters of water. That's enough to irrigate 1,500 acres while they're having a drought over there. And this video goes viral of Rajesh watching them drain this reservoir while he's standing under a red umbrella, just taking in the show.
Yeah.
He told the local media that this water that he pumped out was unusable for irrigation, and that he had gotten permission from a senior official to drain the reservoir. Probably not true. They did find his phone, though. And it didn't work because it was at the bottom of a lake. All this effort to find a phone that you knew all along wasn't going to work. He's been suspended from his position.
My man had news on that government phone.
That man had all, we have the meats on that phone. He said, no, no, no.
He knew it was broken, but he had to be sure.
Yeah, he's
like, nothing could be recovered.
I'll be damned.
There was not any information on that subject in the AP report.
I bet.
Purely speculation.
He got that scrubbed.
Finally, Russ, in the tiny town of Avon, Connecticut, this is like just west of Hartford,
okay.
A bear helped itself to a local bakery's cupcake inventory. This is from WTNH News Channel 8. In Connecticut, early Wednesday morning, so today, as we're recording this, early this morning, employees at Taste by Spellbound, that's the name of the bakery, are loading cupcakes into their delivery van in the garage of their shop to go out and take them and deliver them, of course. As soon as they open the door to the garage, a black bear comes running in, drawn in probably by the smell of sweets.
Yeah.
So they scream and they scare the bear off. But they don't really scare the bear off. It comes back like 5 seconds later. And they kind of screamed at it and scared it off like three times, but it did not stand down. And at one point does what's called a bluff charge at them, where like it's exactly what it sounds like. He's gonna charge, like acts like he's gonna charge at them to kind of get them to back off. Mm-hmm. And so eventually the employees are out of there. Which I don't know why it took them three times. Probably the first time that I see a bear in my proximity, I'm out. I'm not going to be a real one when the bears come, just
no,
so you
no
know.
No, should you. You're a real one for leaving.
If being a real one is kind of slipping out the door and driving home unnoticed and leaving everyone else to deal with the bear problem, then I would be a real one. Yes. This bear ate 60 cupcakes.
Hmm. I thought it'd be more.
60's a lot. And WTNH quoted the bear as saying, "Gulp, gulp, chug-a-chug, gulp, gulp some more, chew them up, chew-chew-chew, yum-yum-yum, you feel me, chew-chew-chew, chew-chew-chew, swallow, chew-chew-chew, chew-chew-chew."
Yo, the funniest part is I thought you were reading something for real, and I was like, that sound like Tone. You got the chew-chew-chew, and I'm like, that's Tone. Tone is the bear.
That's Tone's exact quote from describing how he eats almonds on a show last year.
Chew, yum, yum, yum.
Gulp, 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 chug a chug.
Chug a chug.
Chew, 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 yum, yum, yum. You feel me?
Yo, chew, 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 yum, yum, yum is hilarious.
Chew, 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 it's, swallow.
It flows so well. Chew, 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 yum, yum, yum. Oh, man.
That's the news, Russ.
That has been a great episode of Sports Adjacent. We'd like to thank everybody out there for listening. We'd like to thank everybody out there for watching the clips online on social. But you can't just watch the clips on social. Make sure you're clicking the link, download the pod, give us 5 stars. It helps with placement. Tell your friends about it. Tell them it's Sports Adjacent, but it ain't just us talking about stats and numbers all day. We talk about fun, real stuff that you and your friends talk about. We talk about that here. We can't do this podcast without fantastic sponsors like Sheets and Giggles, who sponsor Tony Gill for the softest bedding you can find. Jason mentioned it. Father's Day is coming up. Get your daddy some sheets. They got the sheet set. Take the flannel boys off. It's hot now in the city of Chicago. Like, I woke up this morning to go work out, and it was already it's humid. It was the first humid day.
Finally.
I feel like it's giving Miami. It's giving Miami, and I don't like it. But you got to take the flannel boys off, put the sheet set on, whatever color you want, they have it there, duvets, duvet covers, etc. We're also brought to you, you go to sheetsgiggles.com/SA and use promo code SPORTS to get 23% off your next purchase. We are also brought to you by BetMGM. Guys, I've been betting on basketball all playoff long. Like, this is actually when I do really well on betting.
You've been winning?
I've been winning big. Right. Been winning big. You can win big like Russ Dorsey and get a risk-free bet up to $1,000. If you do not win, you get that money back in free betting credit by using promo code SPORTS1000 or ADJACENT1000, excuse me, ADJACENT1000. That is ADJACENT1000, mixing two different promos. Yes, ADJACENT1000. Folks, Tone, Jason, before I let the fine folks go, anything you would like to tell them on this lovely, I'm not going to say what the day is, day they listen to this podcast?
Did you have Heat plus seven in that game seven against Boston, Russ?
I should have.
Tone, what's your finals pick? You're our basketball expert on the show. Who you got?
Oh, give me the Nuggets. They can't do nothing with the Jokic. I saw a tweet. It's going to look bad what Jokic is about to do to Bam Adebayo. We may need to have a civil rights meeting about what that man is about to do to Bam Adebayo.
Bro. Gentlemen, I'll say gentlemen sweep because I don't think they'll lose. I don't think they'll win one in Miami. But, dog, if it wasn't for Caleb Martin, we'd be having a conversation about Bam right now. Mm-hmm.
And we will see everybody next week.
Thanks for listening to Sports Adjacent with Jason Leisure and Russell Dorsey. Be sure to download, subscribe, and give the podcast 5 stars. You can check out the latest episode of Sports Adjacent on all digital streaming platforms.
I'm very much adjacent. For a couple hours, I thought I was hood. But then all that happened, I was like, you know what, James? You adjacent to the mother.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.